The adoption of birth control as a U.S. government priority required the fortitude of U.S. political leaders to wade into highly charged and culturally contested waters. As late as 1959, President Dwight Eisenhower rejected the advice of a Blue Ribbon Committee on U.S. Aid that called for U.S. government support for birth control in developing countries. "This government will not, as long as I am here, have a positive political doctrine in its program that has to do with birth control. That's not our business." 3 years later, however, President John Kennedy agreed with his advisors that U.S. aid efforts should be extended to support family planning services, and as America's first Catholic president, he also made efforts to forestall direct criticisms from leading church officials of such U.S. government actions. U.S. support helped lead to the establishment of the U.N. Fund for Population Activities, UNFPA, in 1967, later renamed the U.N. Population Fund, with the original acronym unchanged. The U.N. made major efforts to train family planning specialists and demographers, and established regional demography centers to support this global work. Fertility rates began to drop sharply in much of Asia in the 1960s, and then, a decade or so later, in North Africa as well. Countries with higher levels of literacy, women's rights, and per capita incomes achieved the demographic transition earlier. But family planning programs also provoked rapid changes in countries with pervasive rural poverty, rigid gender roles, and widespread illiteracy. The transitions to low fertility were often very rapid. Thailand, for example, reduced the TFR from 6.4 in 1960 to 1965 to 2.9 in 1980 to 1985. Egypt, India, Indonesia, and Nepal achieved a sharp and voluntary drop in fertility rates, even at relatively low levels of socioeconomic development, through a highly proactive national family planning effort. Family planning thereby emerged from an effort by a few specialists in a handful of countries into a worldwide effort. From two countries, India and Pakistan, with national family planning programs in the 1950s, more than a dozen countries had established family planning programs as of the 1960s, and several dozen had them by the 1970s. A series of major global conferences on population both spurred and underpinned this phenomenal worldwide shift in public policy. The first two global population conferences, in Rome in 1954 and Belgrade in 1965, were mainly scientific gatherings without direct political input. In 1974, the UN organized the world's first major intergovernmental conference on population in Bucharest. The official delegates, representing 35 countries, adopted a 20-year World Population Plan of Action, which emphasized that countries should launch national population plans of action and that they could expect international support in so doing. The plan of action underscored that fertility choices should be left to voluntary decisions of households, that population policies should be seen holistically to include policies related to fertility, mortality, education, and research, and that in the end, such policies are a matter of national sovereignty, not international compulsion. The United States played a major role in Bucharest, urging the widespread adoption of bold population programs backed by U.S. support. A decade later, the world's governments met again in Mexico City to review progress and make mid-course corrections to the Bucharest Plan of Action. Much had been accomplished. The fertility rates in much of the developing world were falling sharply, yet the political circumstances had changed a bit. With Ronald Reagan as president, the U.S. delegates argued that fertility reductions were natural results of development and that family planning was much less important. They also suggested that population growth had only neutral effects on overall economic development prospects, a change of viewpoint from the earlier and more accurate position that high fertility rates are deleterious to long-term development. Most of the other governments, however, continued to maintain that reductions in fertility rates were needed to ensure long-term sustainable development. Nonetheless, despite such contention and a bruising battle over the specific issue of abortion rights, the conference concluded with a continuing global commitment to family planning services and to the Bucharest Plan of Action in particular. In 1994, the world assembled in Cairo for the next population conference, with political conditions altered yet again. This time, the major theme, promoted by a global activist community, was that population policies needed to be broadened beyond the narrow gambit of fertility to a much wider, integrated approach on sexual and reproductive health, based strongly on the empowerment of women. The International Conference on Population and Development, or ICPD as it came to be known, certainly did not reject family planning per se, but it sought to put family planning in the context of access to a much wider array of sexual and reproductive health, SRH, services, including safe pregnancy and delivery, and sexual health more generally, including the control of sexually transmitted disease. In truth, these issues had long been on the table, but the ICPD changed the rhetoric and emphasis. The most important specific commitment regarding family planning to emerge from ICPD was the commitment to universal access to sexual and reproductive health services, including family planning services, by the year 2015. This commitment was backed up by a call for increased development aid for the poorest countries, and for the levels of aid needed specifically to ensure universal SRH coverage by 2015. In summing up the results of a half-century of family planning advocacy, funding, and organization, leading demographers emphasized the crucial role played by all of these global efforts. As John C. Caldwell and co-authors put it, "National family planning programs have been an important instrument in accelerating global fertility decline and in restricting ultimate world population to a level probably below 10 billion. Those of us who have worked with contemporary family planning programs have been convinced of these programs' impact by the certainty of their clients that they could not control their fertility without the support of the program, and that their parents' uncontrolled fertility was the inevitable consequence of the absence of such programs in their time." The spread of changed ideas about family size and the legitimization not only of the use of contraceptives, but also of their provision by governments, was not a haphazard affair. International organizations played an increasingly important role.